This is Blake Bailey. I'm reading from my memoir, The Splendid Things We Planned, and this is about when I was 17 years old. My father was dating a woman who was half his age, just a little bit older than I was, and they had a lot of very noisy sex, so I was banished from the house and forced to take a lot of long walks. This was in Oklahoma City, by the way, in some rather affluent suburbs. As for those walks, they served a purpose, perhaps. I took them sometimes very early in the morning in the powdery twilight, and sometimes at night when our neighbors' interior lights were on, and I got little glimpses of how other lives were led. And how did I aspire to live myself? That question would hang in the air for many years. As one walked east from our house on the corner of Wilshire and Dorset, the houses gradually and almost aggressively became grander. Gatsby's mansion in West Egg is described as a factual imitation of some Hotel de Ville in Normandy, and this would not have been out of place. Indeed, when our suburb, Nichols Hills, was founded in 1929, the entrance at the corner of 63rd Street and Western was marked by two stately towers of true Normandy architecture. Because the curving, park-dotted streets had been laid along sumptuous prairie north of the city, there was much in the way of vast, Gatsby-esque blue lawns as well. The Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club was only a few blocks away from our house. It was pleasant to walk along the golf cart paths at dawn, cheered by birdsong and the warble of little speakers concealed in the trees that played muzak around the clock. The clubhouse itself was a sprawling Tudor, further east of which the sky brightening was an almost bumptious parade of prosperity. Not just Normandy mansions such as Gatsby and Dr. Nichols had inhabited, but Greek revivals, Georgian, Spanish colonials, glassy modernist castles, or composites of all these styles and more, a gallimaufry reminiscent of Nathaniel West's Hollywood. At Christmas, the light displays were competitively dazzling. So I walked those many mornings and nights, and yes, part of me coveted the big houses, the verdant neighborhood, the never having to protest too much about one's little importance in the world. But part of me could also see, could see very easily, a different kind of life. A little garret apartment, say, in some other part of the world, with nothing but books and a few souvenirs of the oddball life I'd led, and perhaps an occasional lapse into real squalor from time to time. Given my vagaries, it was all possible, the high and low and in between.